In our worship of the Lord on this joyful and sacred night, in celebration of God's blessing us with the greatest gift of all, His Son, our Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ. We honor the Lord by offering our gifts and our tithes to our Heavenly Father, that the ministry of the gospel of Jesus Christ will be shared and lived out. Any loose offerings placed in the plate this night will go to Crossroad Child and Family Services in Fort Wayne. Let us pray. Lord God, we thank you. We thank you for the meaning of this night, a time of worship, a time of peace, seeking a peace that comes through Jesus Christ, who can settle our thoughts and our minds, our anxiety, our fears, to enjoy this time of worship and peace. A peace that comes through knowing Christ as Lord and Savior. And Lord, we pray that you would use the offering shared this night to share that peace, to spread that peace throughout your world. In Christ we pray, amen. I invite our ushers to come in and receive our Christmas Eve offering.
Over the skies of Bethlehem appeared a star, while angels sang to lowly shepherds. Three wise men seeking truth, they had traveled from afar, hoping to find the child from heaven. Falling on their knees, they bow before the humble Prince of Peace. We bring an offering of worship to our King. No one on earth deserves the praises that we sing. Jesus, may you receive the honor that you're due. Lord, we bring an offering to you. The sun cannot compare to the glory of your love. There is no shadow in your presence. No mortal man would dare to stand before your throne, before the Holy One of Heaven. It's only by your blood, and it's only through your mercy, Lord, we come. We bring an offering of worship to our King. No one on earth deserves the praises that we bring. Jesus, may you receive the honor that you're due. Oh Lord, we bring an offering to you.
Dona nobis pacem pacem. That sounds great when I sing it in my workshop. Huh, didn't sound so good right then, but you'll have a chance to sing that song in a little bit. Dona nobis pacem. Grant us peace. Give us peace. It's a traditional song, written and sung in Latin, often sung at Christmas time due to its message of peace. Grant us peace. Give us peace. Peace, tranquility, quiet, security, harmony, contentment, peace. I wonder where you each are going to be in 1 week's time. New Year's Eve. There can be a stark contrast between the observance of Christmas Eve and New Year's Eve. One of loud celebration, noisemakers in party hats, Times Square and crowded streets, and that annual counting down to the new year. Such a contrast to tonight's observance. Gathered here in this sanctuary or watching from our homes or home of family and friends. It's a service of lights within the darkness. And I hope and I pray that it's a service of calmness and a service of tranquility, a service of word and song in peace. As so many people do, I do enjoy this service of candlelight and wonder, of carols and music, of family and friends, and oh, to anticipate the lighting of the candles. It's a wondrous sight to be up front as those candles are lit, to see your faces shining bright with that soft glow, having them twinkle through your eyes as we sing, "All is calm, all is bright, round yon virgin mother and child, holy infant, so tender and mild, sleep in heavenly peace." This service is a wondrous tradition as we worship and celebrate the birth of God's only begotten Son, Jesus, the light of the world, who brings light and love and peace to the world. And I want us to focus in on that this evening, peace to the world. It's what the heavenly host proclaimed to the shepherds on that special night. And on earth, peace to men on whom his favor rests. And as wondrous and peaceful as this service can be, for me, the true experience of peace will come in about an hour, when I'll be back home. My extreme introverted personality struggles on nights like this. The storm did not help. You have to make those decisions. Are we going to have worship in the sanctuary or not? And all those concerns all day long, just ramping up for this evening. I don't even have the right sermon in front of me. This is version number 3, I think. I had version number 6. I thought I emailed it and I printed, but it's the wrong one. I had different words. And then I had to begin with that opening song. But in about an hour, it'll be Lynn and I sitting at home. I'll be sitting on the sofa with just the tree lights, a nativity light, and a Christmas lamp on, and everything else will be dark, and it'll be quiet. To sit on the sofa, even for just a few moments before going to bed, the quiet, the calm, the peace. Cast aside for a brief time are the great and weighty problems of the world. Those problems, those stresses that can weigh us down, whatever they might be. As I sit in silence and in that darkness, two verses often come to mind. Psalm 55, 22. Cast your cares on the Lord, and he will sustain you. He will never let the righteous fall. In 1 Peter 5, 7, cast all your anxiety on him because he cares for you. It's in those moments, as much as I enjoy being with all of you, it's in those moments where I experience the peace of Jesus Christ. To think about those words, that the angel said to the shepherd, "Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is Christ the Lord, and this will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger." I pause there and I wonder, what did those shepherds think? What did they experience as they came to see this little baby? The joy and the excitement of a little infant, and yet the promise of peace that would come. Glory to God in the highest on earth, peace to men on whom his favor rests. Sitting there in the silence as Christmas Eve draws to a close, in the hush of the night, it is one of the most peaceful times I experience. No sense of fear, no sense of worry. There is peace and joy and glory. It's nothing new. It's not just to me. I pray that's for all. That peace and that joy and glory. Charles Wesley, an 18th century minister and hymn writer, wrote these lines on peace. "I rest beneath the Almighty shade. My griefs expire, my troubles cease. Thou, Lord, on whom my soul is stayed, will keep me still in perfect peace." Perfect peace comes with faith, learning that the peace that Jesus gives is not the absence of trouble, but that peace is the confidence that Jesus is with us always. 2 Thessalonians 3:16. "Now may the Lord of peace himself give you peace at all times and in every way. The Lord be with you all." The Lord's peace, it's the peace of God. "And the peace of God, which passes all human understanding, will guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus." Philippians 4:7. The Lord's peace, peace with God. "Therefore, since we have been justified through faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ." Romans 5:1. The Lord's peace, peace through Jesus. "Peace I leave with you, my peace I give you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not be afraid." John 14:27. And I read about Amy Carmichael, who was a 20th century missionary to India, who once wrote, "Blessed are the single-hearted." And the single-hearted is an adjective. Being single-hearted means you have focus, you have purpose, and nothing takes you away from that focus, that purpose. "Blessed are the single-hearted, for they shall enjoy much peace." If you refuse to be hurried and pressed, if you stay your soul on God, nothing can keep you from that clearness of spirit, which is life and peace. In that stillness, you know what God's will is. May that be so with us, with you, with each of you, in the stillness of this night, whenever and wherever that might be. Take that time to slow down. Take that time to sit down, to stay your soul on God, to be filled with the peace of Christ, always confident of his love. Please join me in singing "Dona Nobis Pacem," which fortunately Pastor Ryan is going to lead you in. Grant us peace. Give us peace.
So just so you know, this is all Pastor Eric's fun idea, but I get to be the pilot of this fun idea. We're going to sing this song. It's up here on the screen. It's on page 5 of your bulletin if you want to read it there. We're going to sing it once through. We'll stop, and then we'll split this group into 3 parts, and we're going to try it as a round per Eric's suggestion. Okay? Okay.
I know you can do it.
So first time all together, just straight through. So let's sing. As a round, we need 3 groups. So over here on this side of the church, you will be group 1. My balcony, I know you have good singers up there. My balcony and those in the narthex will be my group 2. And over here will be my group 3. And I know we have good singers in each group. So what's going to happen? This group will start off by themselves. You'll have a solo for a while. And when we reach that number 2, which you see up there, that circle with the 2 in it, then group number 2 will sing, and I'll start with you. And as group number 1 has reached circle number 3, or as group number 2 has reached circle number 2, you'll start. As confusing as I'll be there to start you off, but again, this is Pastor Eric's idea. All right. We'll be good.
That was tremendous. Inspiration for that, if you've been around here for a while, you know I'm a MASH enthusiast, and there is a little episode where they all sing that song. See, some of you recognize that, to Father Mulcahy as a blessing to him. So, thank you. As we share in the reading and the scripture concerning light, once Pastor Ryan and I light our candles from the Christ candle, Pastor Ryan will then lead us in the singing of Silent Night.
Please remember to dip your unlit candle into the candle that is lit. And once everyone's candles are lit and the sanctuary lights are turned off, we'll then join in the singing of Silent Night, raising our candles higher, the start of each verse. And after we sing Silent Night, we'll pray the Lord's Prayer together, and we'll extinguish our candles after the prayer.
Hear these words concerning light. The night has come. Darkness has descended. With feelings of anticipation, with warm thoughts of love filling our minds, we have come to share together in the glory of this night, celebrating the light of Christ coming into the world.
In this soft atmosphere of dim lights and in the quietness of hushed sounds, we anticipate the warm and joyous glow of our candles as we remember the humble setting of that stable so many years ago.
We've come together here and in our homes to share the light of God's love as realized and proclaimed through the birth of Jesus into the world, a birth that brings both light and love to all who would believe in him.
The prophetic words of Isaiah the prophet testify to the light that Jesus brought into a sinful world. The people walking in darkness have seen a great light. On those living in the land of the shadow of death, a light has dawned.
John wrote of Jesus in his gospel, "In him was life, and that life was the light of men. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it."
Our candles, which will in moments be lit in affirmation that Jesus is indeed the true and holy light of the world, our candles will bring greater light into the sanctuary, just as the light of Christ, shining forth from within us, will shine a greater light in the world around us.
Thankful for the light that pierces the darkness, in celebration in the light of the world that has come through Jesus the Christ, let us light our candles as signs of hope and love for God's people.
May all who are able please rise as we share in the beauty and wonder of this service of lights.
prayer of our Lord. Our Father,
who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
May the peace that comes through the Christ child, Jesus, our Lord and Savior, may that peace surround you this night and in the days to come. Merry Christmas to you all, and have a good night. Amen.